Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
I would not vote for John McCain under any circumstances.
Today it is my pleasure to announce my support for America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani.
Jesus' friend gets exaggerated to the point where you might reach over and say, "Hey, Jesus, pull my finger."
I think I found Jesus on a Cheeto. I looked at that and I thought, that looks like Jesus on the cross. I mean, it was just like, wow. He calls him Jesus.
In every one of their congregations, whether they know it or not, there are gay and lesbian people. We are here to remind them that we're not going to go away.
Well, Christians are only 2% of the Hindu majority population, 1.1 billion people. And you would think they'd go unnoticed as only a small percentage of the population, but not so. The New York Times reports today, Hindu threat to Christians, convert or flee. It's a story that's been unfolding for some months now. We're going to be talking about it here in the first few minutes of Issues Etc. with Dr. Victor Raj of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Columbus Day, Monday the 13th of October. You can join us for the next hour of the program, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address is talkback@issuesetc.org. In about 15 minutes, we'll turn to the subject of the Connecticut Supreme Court's decision on Friday to legalize gay marriage in that state. And then, of course, everyone's watching California. There's a voter initiative, a ballot initiative, that could make gay marriage illegal in that most influential of states. We'll talk with Randy Thomason of Campaign for California Families about that. The last half of this hour devoted to your comments from the Issues Etc. listener comment line. Our call in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Dr. Victor Raj is a regular guest mission professor of New Testament and the assistant director for the Institute for Mission Studies at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Formerly served as president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Nagercoil, India, and author of the book, The Hindu Connection, Roots of the New Age. Dr. Raj, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. It's a pleasure for me to join you.
Is the persecution that we read about in the New York Times today and elsewhere typical for the Christian experience in India?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that much of this persecution is played under the rug, if you will, kept under the rug, and it's not coming, making headlines as much as it is just local, and Christians particularly get used to this thing. But it is now capturing headlines, and rightly so, because it has taken on a different dimension, unheard of at this large scale early on in the history of our nation, as well as post-independent India, which is, I'm talking like 60 years. So a lot of things have really changed, and there is a resurgence, if not a militant dimension to this persecution, intentionally put on Christians and people of other faiths. Yes, it is different now.
We've talked before, and you have pointed out that for the vast majority of the inhabitants of India, to be Indian is to also be Hindu and vice versa. Is there a nationalist element to the persecution, the Hindu persecution of Christians there in India?
Unfortunately, yes. But fundamentally, this is a conflict between religions. And I am trying not to be long-winded on this. 2 days ago, the Vatican blessed the first saint from India, a nun who was raised in my home turf. I'm talking about the southwestern part of India in a state called Kerala, where 2,000 years ago, tradition claims St. Thomas had come, and we have evidence of that Christianity being there, at least by the second century, in no less than 10 million people in that part of India. So one of them grew up to be qualified to become the first saint, blessed by the Pope. He pronounced her Alphonse Mama, that's how her name is, and she is now sainted by the Catholic Church. That, on the one hand, when the entire Catholic Church is celebrating that, on the other hand, 1,500 miles northeast of this state, in the state of Assam and Orissa, Orissa particularly, this intentional, in my opinion, persecution of Christians is going on. It is a challenge. As Todd, I mentioned this about maybe the last day we had a conversation on this over the radio. This place, this state, I don't know how many people there are, but it's millions and millions as normal Indian states would be. Christian presence is not a stranger in this state. In fact, a lot of the, I'd like to think at least 20% of the folks from the lowest economic bracket of this state had immensely benefited by Christian presence. And I'm not talking economics here. I'm talking a social transformation, a sense of identity given to people who, in biblical terms, were once no people because they had no place to call home. They had not gone to school. They had not built a community, a sense of belonging, etc. All this given in the last 50 years to them through Christian mission for literacy, hygiene, education, etc. So Christian presence, in spite of the 2.5% people of India being Christian, Christian presence in these areas is very significant. That brings us to the point here. I'm looking at this issue, especially as it has escalated in the last 3+ months, as a theological and a sociological issue. Theological, I said, as we mentioned earlier, the sense among resurgent Hindu people of India these days is to have for Hindus a place to call home. In their opinion, much of the West is Christian, whether we who live in the West acknowledge it or not. For others who are not living in the West, it appears that the entire West is Christian, particularly, and that includes the United States. So the theological dimension of this is, so Hindus too have to have a place to call home. And India has been historically Hindu, and this is our place to call home. And we will not let our home be occupied by people who are not Hindus. That's the a major issue I see. The sociological dimension is Christians simply cannot remain silent. They are bold. They may be poor. They may be suffering. They may be put under persecution. But they cannot but tell others the faith they were given to believe and the joy and the peace that comes from it. They are bold. They do not hide themselves as just another ordinary citizen. They are vocal about their faith. By vocal, I mean proclaiming from the housetops, at the street corners, and to their friends and neighbors. And they are not using violence. They are not using any other militant means to making their Lord's name known. And those are the two major issues. And because Christian faith has given them a new identity. That's why it's a sociological phenomenon there.
Well, finally, with only about a minute here before we wrap up our conversation, The saddest thing I read in the New York Times story was the story of a forced conversion. It sounds as though these stories are not rare. Why would the Hindus want converts, even if it meant at the threat of violence?
It is an object lesson for others. Because 82% of Indians, native Indians of India are by birth Hindus. and this is their identity. And as one soul leaves that community by confessing another faith, they really feel threatened. And they do not want this to continue, lest they lose their community sense. That's fundamentally what it is. And then, years ago, 20, 30 years now, Hinduism has taken a political dimension to it. Until a few years ago, they were actually in power for almost 5 years. So they have done anything that Christians have been doing throughout our mission history. And Christians cannot challenge Hindus by serving the community, by offering aids and education and hygienic conveniences for the people, because they can actually excel all these things because they have the resources and the manpower to do so. The challenge is the folks who continue to be Christian and are brought to faith in Jesus Christ continue to live as Christians precisely because they believe in their own life experience, in spite of all the challenges, they are renewed people. They are given a hope against all the hope they could ever have. So they are a challenge. So if they simply said, convert back to Hinduism because this is a better faith, they're not going to get these people. So they are actually trying to convert people at the point of the sword, and they will say these things. You were meant to be Hindu. You are betraying your faith.
About 15 seconds here.
Right. This is the issue. It's a challenge to the faith, which is actually a faith that is passed on from one person to the other. And this continues to be a threat to people who are traditional and those who do not embrace this faith. That's fundamentally the issue.
Folks, we'll post a link to this New York Times story titled Hindu Threat to Christians Convert or Flee under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Dr. Victor Raj, thank you very much for being our guest.
You're welcome, Todd.
When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about gay marriage in Connecticut and in California, and then we'll listen to some of your comments from the Issues Etc. listener comment line.
It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Issues Etc., Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Hello, I'm Dr. Wanda Franz, president of National Right to Life. As a mother of three and a developmental psychologist, I know that adolescents need their parents' guidance in making wise decisions. Yet pro-abortion advocates insist that parents do not have the right to be involved in their minor daughter's abortion decision. We at National Right to Life need your help. Visit our website at www.nrlc.org. This has been a perspective on life from National Right to Life.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. issuesetc.org.